This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Stephen Miller, according to Ilhan Omar, is a white nationalist. A crazy leftist judge overturned Donald Trump's border policy. The president of the United States, yet again thwarted by the Ninth Circuit Court. A bunch of crazy leftists who has dared declare that immigrants in Mexico are under attack, and therefore Donald Trump's border policy doesn't allow their migration. By the way, that's exactly what they were trying to do with Fast and Furious. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. I got to tell you, I have to take a few days off, do some personal stuff, and all heck continues. It didn't break loose. Oh, you were waiting on it. All heck break loose. No, Kevin, it doesn't break loose. No, audience, it doesn't break loose. All hell, let's just go ahead and say the word. It continues. There's no breaking loose. There is no rest from it. If you think the wicked are going to rest, you are out of your mind. Why do you think you will never have sanity? The ocean's never going to be a smooth sailing. The waves are going to continue to crash. And somewhere, it's going to be eroding the other side of the world. You get what I'm saying? It's not like the lagoon where you can, you know, get out on your wakeboard and do some pretty good skiing. No. There is no rest for the weary, because the wicked, that would be the left, the brain-dead, moronic, progressive Democrats, whatever they call themselves, but they are absolutely crazy. They're the biggest hypocrites, and they don't even understand their own ironies. Kevin Jackson again. That's who you're listening to. O'Rourke is considered a viable candidate. A 46-year-old grifter, a guy who has done nothing but steal from everybody he's met. There's not a relationship he has that's real. His parents taught him that. The Democrats love him. AOC, a bartender who has the intellect of a dune beetle, a dung beetle, and the Democrats love her. Be thankful, America. Be thankful, not just for Donald Trump, not just for the return to political sanity. Be thankful for 2019 and the year that will showcase the shadow government we've known that has existed for some time. That shadow government that actually manifests itself in silly little places like the Jussie Smollett verdict, right? Letting this guy off. Have you heard the latest? He's telling the city of Chicago, I'm not paying any fines. In fact, he may very well end up, I know it sounds crazy, suing the city of Chicago. He may very well back them off of this. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm just saying, in the realm of possibilities, would you in any way, shape, or form, in your sane mind as a conservative, believe that a guy who with 100% certainty set up his own attack, and now he wants to become the victim of that attack? It's unbelievable. This is the world that's been created. This is the world that we live in now, where all of this has been brewing. It's all been just coming up, little by little. It's a conveyor belt. I call it a conveyor belt of ignorance. And insanity is now looked at as a sane policy. Yeah, well, we got a show. We got a show. That's all I got to say. Donald Trump exposed what would never have been exposed had it not been for your votes. And now the Democrats are hyperventilating. Because they better be scared. Well, what's their strategy? It's a rinse and repeat strategy to go after Donald Trump and to go after you. And you know what it is? It's a strategy that lost. The Democrats now want Donald Trump's taxes. Again. And they're never going to get them, because they shouldn't. And see, even entertaining it is crazy. There's no reason for us to say, well, you know, because they're going to be reasonable conservatives going, well, I mean, I don't understand why he doesn't give his taxes. Well, why don't you give yours? I mean, how about we do this? How about everybody that entertains the notion that the president of the United States, or when he was a candidate, should just turn over his taxes? Why? Oh, because, Kevin, we need to understand the interdependencies and things that he may have been. Really? So everything that you've done, you want looked at? Do you want every stock you've purchased? And for somebody to, you've seen what happened in the Mueller witch hunt. I'm just curious. Do you think that Donald Trump turning over his taxes is going to do anything except give the Democrats more potential fuel for another witch hunt? That's all they want. We know it. It isn't like this is some sort of, I want, Kevin, all they want to do is see if Donald Trump, you know, if he's paying his fair share. Well, he gave 1 year, and it embarrassed Rachel Maddow to the point where she had to vamp for an hour because Donald Trump released his taxes, and he found out he paid $28 million in charity, gave $28 million to charity, or paid that much in taxes, I should say. And they were like, oh, wow, okay, what else do we have to talk about today? He ruined the show. And Donald Trump is like, look, I'm under audit. I'm not giving my taxes, number one. And if it were me and Stephen Miller, who works for the president, somebody in the administration, I can't remember who, but he tweeted to me. He said, I wouldn't give him jack. And I'm the same way. I would tell him, I'd say, look, you are not getting my taxes unless you produce Barack Obama's grades. You're not getting my taxes. And even if you do produce his grades, you're not getting my taxes. You want public domain stuff on me, you can have it. You've done enough investigation of the Trump family. Now, I suggest you go investigate the Clintons, or you go investigate the Obamas, or you go investigate Comey, or you go investigate Clapper, or Brennan, or Strzok, or McCabe, or Holder, or Susan Rice, and I could go on. Be thankful, folks. 2019 is going to be a year that shows you exactly how far gone this country had become. It's unbelievable. Since when would somebody try to get a citizen's taxes? Huh? And use them against him. Especially from the Democrats, by the way, who are the biggest tax avoidance experts on the planet. I wrote my second book is about all the things that Democrats tell you they'll do and then do the opposite. You should check it out. Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Let's see all their taxes. You want to see the biggest hypocrites on the planet? Look at how much money Joe Biden, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Bill. Barack Obama, you know when he gave the most money to charity? When he won the Nobel Peace Prize and he didn't accept the $1 million. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. Listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mike Mulvaney made a comment. He's the acting White House Chief of Staff. Mick Mulvaney. I like Mick Mulvaney if you don't know who he is. He says they're never going to get Donald Trump's taxes. And he says, nor should they obtain the documents. Keep in mind, that's an issue that we've already litigated during the election. Voters knew the president could have given over his tax returns. They knew that he didn't. They elected him anyway, which, of course, is what drives Democrats crazy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You know what bugs me most about this whole tax thing is it's not – there's no issue here. There's nothing. Donald Trump's probably got the best set of taxes of any president. Because he wasn't orchestrating to be president. See, all these other people have been orchestrating to become president. Barack Obama, he did everything he could to clean up his taxes. The problem with Obama was he never made any money. Until Bill Ayers wrote his books, he was a broke Negro, okay? And then suddenly he gets a little bit of money, and everything he's talking about giving more and taxing and all that, it bit him in the butt. Because Barack Obama never gave more than I'm going to use this figure. It's high, but I know it's. He never gave more than 7% of his money into charity. Never. And the only time he came close was when he like I said earlier in the broadcast, he gave away the $1 million that he won with the Nobel Peace Prize. That is it. Joe Biden. These people give less than 2% of their money to charity. They look, I mean, of all the ways that they could get a tax break, they don't use charitable contributions because they are self-indulgent pukes. That is why. So trust me when I tell you, they don't want their taxes out there. They believe they're going to highlight something Trump did. Trump, like I said, when Rachel Maddow did, Trump gave away $28 million. They thought he'd use his power and influence for a tax advantage, and he didn't. Donald Trump's a pretty giving guy. And by the way, a lot of his giving is done personally, where, you know, he paid the college of a guy who's guy helped him fix the flat on the limo he was driving by. And Donald Trump got his name and all that and paid for the guy's kid to go to college for doing that little favor. Things like that. I have friends like Trump. I had one of my buddies, he doesn't like when I tell this story, but it's a true story. We're having lunch, and a waitress kept coming up to give us, you know, obviously the service. But every time she talked, she kind of mumbled and put her hand over her mouth. And after about the fourth time, he asked her, he says, hey, he says, come here. He says, just give me a smile. And she, you know, she sheepishly smiled, and he says, listen, he goes, I think you may be embarrassed about what's going on with your teeth, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to go and find yourself a dentist. Do not tell them that somebody else is paying for it. And get a quote, to, you know, tell them your story. You get a quote on getting your teeth fixed, and you bring me that bill. I'll cover it. And that's what he did. And I tell that story for this reason. This young lady, if that's her approach to life, is sheepish and standoffish, she's going to do that in everything that she does, in her next job, in her relationship, etc. By fixing her teeth, he fixed her life. And those are stories that will never get told. And the left don't want you to know this. Instead, they want Donald Trump's taxes. And when they're not attacking him for that, they're attacking him for he's a racist or he's a homophobe. I mean, not homophobe, but he's a xenophobe. He doesn't want Mexicans in. They're now running around saying he's calling people animals. He's calling Mexicans animals. That's what O'Rourke said at a meeting up in Iowa. We'll get to old Robert O'Rourke in a bit. But if you hear Donald Trump's whole quote in context, he called the criminal element of these countries animals. And they know they're taking him out of context. They know it. And they're doing it anyway. That's the type of people that we're dealing with. They don't want the truth to come out. And so, good luck with that strategy. But I don't look, I'm not even speaking to Democrats when I say this. You can't allow that to occur. Every time somebody says, well, he's calling them animals, you got to say, did you hear the entire quote? Did you know exactly? By the way, have you ever called someone an animal? If you watch a TV show and some guy, he attacks three college girls, brutally rapes them or whatever. Have you ever said, that guy's an animal? You know, it's funny. Leftists will pretend that the language is, oh, it was horrible language. How could you possibly call a human being an animal? When they do it all the time. I have no problem. You know what's so sad? I feel sorry for the animal that's getting called that, because animals are much more, in my opinion, much better than the average leftist human. So why would we bother to lower the animal to their standards? Are you kidding me? An animal at least reacts based on an instinct. These people are deliberately, they will deliberately lie, connive, steal, kill, rape, whatever, for their own self-indulgence. If you get gored by a bull, it's not because the bull he's an animal. No, it's because he's either in a rut and you're in his domain. He feels like you're attacking his cows or whatever. He's not just going to do it maliciously. There are very few animals out there that have that type of intellect, except the leftist. They exist with it. Anyway, I wanted to go into this thing about white nationalism, and maybe I should do an entire segment on it, because I think the idea of when they put let's just dissect it, okay? So we've got nationalists. I'm a nationalist, all right? I completely love America. I don't give a crap about any other country. I don't wish them any ill will. But if you want me to say, well, where does the United States rank above blankety blank blank, I don't care about blankety blank blank. United States should be number one. And it isn't some, obsession with, oh, we got to be better. It's just we're going to be the best that we can be. And you do the same, Poland. You do the same, Britain. You know, any other country, you do the same. It's not a competition, but it is a competition. Be the best you can be. It's a competition within yourself. So I'm a nationalist. Now, I happen to be black. So you say, well, Kevin, you're a black nationalist. Well, okay. But I'm not an ethnocentric black nationalist. I'm not an ethnocentric white nationalist. If you start putting an adjective in front of nationalist, well, Kevin's an Arizona nationalist because I happen to live here. But that doesn't mean anything. I'm a nationalist. But what they're trying to do is they want this to be an impure word. So now they called Stephen Miller a white nationalist. Ilhan Omar, this Muslim woman up in Minnesota who disagrees with the policies of Stephen Miller, thinks she can just pull out, well, he's a white nationalist. If I was Stephen Miller, I'd say, no, I'm a nationalist who happens to be white. But I'm an American, and if by definition you want to make American nationalist, because that's what it is. See, this is not an attack on the word nationalist. This is an attack on American. Ilhan Omar does not want to be an American. She's here to change America, whether you want to believe it or not. And these crazy leftists in Minnesota have allowed enough of a group of Somalians to take over to where pretty soon you're not going to recognize Somalia. You're not going to recognize her area any more than you will Dearborn, Michigan.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is dead in a massive gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. A firefighter is also in critical condition, and at least 15 other people are injured. Durham resident Devontae Smith tells WRAL-TV.
It was just weird. I just didn't feel right for a second, and I got off the bus, and there were police officers stopping us from going downtown, and I looked up, and I smelled the smoke, and I was just like, wow, it's crazy.
Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes
these questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But the thing is, they are cowardly. I mean, history will not only judge Donald Trump harshly, it will judge Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all the other cowards who refused to stand up to this president and allowed the party of Lincoln to die. They will be judged harshly. Because whatever he says goes right now.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Whatever Donald Trump says goes. And that's a good thing. Victor David Hansen wrote a piece, and essentially here's, you know, he documents that Donald Trump fought against the right and the left. Not just Democrats, he fought against Republicans as well, establishment Republicans. First president who didn't serve in the military, had never served in political life, and so big deal. But he says, why did that happen? And he said something that was really interesting. Think about this. Barack Obama goes in front of black people and he talks like this. It, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Then he gets in front of white people and he says, well, as you know, blah blah blah, and he, you know, he gets very white. Hillary Clinton starts talking with that drawl when she goes into black churches and gets down south. But when she's up with the northerners, then she's very sophisticated. Donald Trump talks like Donald Trump everywhere he goes. Donald Trump, when asked a question, gives you an answer. He doesn't go, well, you know, on one hand, you got such and such, but then you got to, you know, think about it on this side. You know, he just goes, no, we're going to build a wall. And so he did everything that you aren't supposed to do in politics. He didn't play to an audience because you wanted to hear a certain thing, or you wanted to hear his accent or how he blended in with you. He didn't wishy-washy on questions. He gave you an answer. And he did it being quintessential Donald Trump. Everywhere he went. I'm just saying, this is a subliminal thing, folks. Everywhere this man went, he was the same guy. And people noticed it. There was obviously more to it, but I'm just saying, those are some of the key points. And it was so true. Oh, my goodness. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We still got tons to discuss. Look, let me give you some idea. Right now in colleges and universities in California, they want to pass a bill for you to pay for the morning after pill. Now, what's that got to do with colleges and universities? Other than the fact that we know kids are having sex in colleges and universities, they're now trying to pass a law in California that says the taxpayers will fund that. You're funding abortion to colleges and universities. It's not enough that you fund colleges and universities and you got the most stupid kids on the planet coming out of them in California in these other liberal enclaves. But you also got to fund their whatever they decide to do. And so I'm considering launching a lawsuit that says, okay, fine, pay for the morning after pill, but you're going to pay for condoms. You're going to pay for every, you're going to pay for mastectomies. That's it. I mean, force the colleges and universities to pay for everything. If you want to start paying for stuff, we're going to make you pay for everything. You get what I'm saying? I know people are going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Make them use their budget to pay for every. In other words, if you want to, if we're going to take on the world, take it on. We shouldn't be paying for this. Now, needless to say, we'll think about it and determine how we want to move forward. But there's no way that men should be paying for a morning after pill for what women decide they want to do in terms of unprotected sex. Moreover, I thought Obamacare covered these girls. I thought they were in their, on their parents' insurance. But I'm just giving you an idea of the crazy stuff that's happening in the world right now. And there's 500 stories. We can't get to them all. I touched on Jussie Smollett earlier, but, you know, crazy stuff. Donald Trump's made lots of administration changes, and, you know, with Kirsten, what's her name, Kirsten Nielsen, or DHS. She's gone. He fired his Secret Service head. I'm curious what's behind all that. I get you heard the story. I'm curious what's behind that. DHS and Secret Service, you know, Department of Homeland Security and the person that protects the president, and two people are gone. Boom, boom. This is Donald Trump saying, you didn't do your job right. I love seeing these types of this type of news. There's new polling on the Democrats for 2020. It's not good news. There's also polling on Elizabeth Warren in her own home state. Not good news. There are new people joining that. What's the count now on Democrats? We're up to 18 Democrats now. And it depends on when you hear the show. It could be 19 or 20 when it's all said or done, and it will be. Victor Davis Hanson, I mentioned him earlier, he says it's going to boil down to Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and he picked one other, Joe Biden maybe. Those three. One of those three. Here's what I'll guarantee you. I guarantee you it won't be Kamala Harris. You heard it here. You've heard it here multiple times because I've said it before. It will not be her. You haven't heard Cory Booker mentioned, Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren. I mentioned her. She's struggling. What about O'Rourke? What are his chances? Anyway, the big deal today is, it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, Barr testifying. I don't know. I don't have the details, so I'm just going to tell you it's an interesting thing because he's supposed to get grilled over the Mueller report. And I'm thinking, why Barr? Get Mueller in there. He testified, yesterday? Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, we'll talk more about that another time. I want to cover the subject, but I want to know the details and kind of get under the, maybe I'll reach out to Bongino and see what's going on. Anyway. Oh boy, what else we got? Oh, you know what I really want to talk about? I want to talk about white nationalists. Yeah, get this. Lawmakers, this is a title of an article. Lawmakers confront tech companies on white nationalism. Google and Facebook are set for a grilling this week. From lawmakers who say their platforms have fueled a rise in white nationalism and outright racism. Now, I want to stop you for just a second. This is leftists complaining of white nationalism and racism when Ilhan Omar essentially wants to exterminate Jews, and so does half of the Democratic Party. And the amount of racism against white folks is higher than I think I've ever seen in my entire life. And they want to talk about white nationalism and, quote, outright racism. Let's have that discussion, Google and Facebook, because you know what will happen if they really address this? They will start knocking off leftists off their site and shadow banning them in ways they've never seen. They shadow ban me, and I'm so, I'm pro everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have no issue with any nationality or whatever unless they want to hurt us. But these clowns are shadow banning me. Add Twitter to the mix. I should have 5 million people plus on Facebook, at least 1 million on Twitter. Look, I'm not complaining. They can do what they want with their platforms. We just have to work around it. It makes my job exponentially tougher because I've got to try to get to you guys in very creative means. Speaking of which, so my radio network sent us a note saying that we're going to have to pay a fee, a new fee, for being up on the satellite system. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm not paying it. And this is, housekeeping. I'm giving you guys a little bit of inside baseball because I'm going to get back to white nationalism. But we get this thing saying you're going to have to pay a fee to offset costs. And I'm like, no, you get my show. You deliver it into markets. You have they get half of my advertising time in order to make money in those markets. If you can't make money that way, good for you. But I'm making $0. In fact, paying money to do radio, and not in the class. There are people that do pay to get on the system. We don't do that. But I'm saying, I've got a team of people that I've got to pay, and it's substantial. I've made not a nickel coming in. I subsidize my radio because I want to reach you guys. I'm telling you, I'm at the end of it. It will not happen. I'm warning you and all the affiliates that are listening to the program that if I have to pay another nickel in radio, it will not happen. I'll go to podcasts, and that will be that. Just giving a warning. And I don't know whether most radio people will do that, but here's the deal. This radio show should be flourishing. Now, I'm not blaming anybody for that. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to research it and find out how to bring in more in. We can go look for advertisers, but then I couldn't do 80% of the other stuff that I have to do in a given day. So I don't have the time. So if you guys have a solution, contact me, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. At one point, we were going to have people just donate and support the radio portion of what we do. Maybe we'll do that. But I'm not putting another nickel in. I'm telling you that right now. Anyway, let me get back to these white nationalists. So they're grilling these guys on Capitol Hill over white nationalism. And I said earlier, what are you talking about? I don't care. Look, first of all, white nationalism is not a bad thing. It's nationalism by Americans who happen to be white. In as much as it's nationalism by Americans who happen to be brown or black or whatever. But they want it to be a dirty word and there's a reason behind it. But it will backfire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We were talking about white nationalists. And Andrew Yang, who's a New York tech entrepreneur who's running in the who wants to be president, he was here's what a white nationalist said about him, a person that they call a white nationalist. He's a racist. He says, he is a preferred presidential candidate of a white. This is what them talking about. They said, Yang is not white, but he's the only Democrat who opposes anti-white identity politics, says Greg Johnson, editor-in-chief of the white nationalist site Countercurrent Publishing. He is also the only Democrat who has talked about the problems afflicting white America. I will vote for him in the Democratic primary. I will vote for him as president if he goes up against Trump. Now, here's the bad news for the, quote, Democrats who want to target the white nationalists. This is a white nationalist who is a Democrat. And he's saying, we finally have our candidate. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, man. Well, first of all, Yang's not going to do, I mean, he's a naysayer. He's nobody's going to care about him in the Democratic primary because he's not political. I mean, he's not going to be the Asian Trump. I'll put it to you that way. Now, they say, oh, he's moving up through 4chan and Reddit, these social media sites. Congratulations. He'll throw a ton of money at it. Congratulations. They don't understand how much the machine has been greased against them in an uphill climb that it is. They don't understand what it took for Donald Trump to become president. It took not only all of Donald Trump's marketing acumen, his negotiation and his understanding of people, and his years in building buildings and working with the most corrupt people on the planet. These big city mayors and the unions and things like this, but it took an act of God. I'm just telling you, they don't get it. They think this is something that's going to be a rinse and repeat and easy to do. We may never see something like this again, not in our lifetimes. Anyway, I love that we're having this discussion of white nationalism, and I hope to get on TV to discuss it even deeper. I think that this is an amazing discussion because, as I said, what we're watching in this country right now is things flip and nobody's saying a word. So let's use Jussie Smollett as an example. The latest excuse against this lying skank is that the backlash against Jussie Smollett is racially motivated. I'm going to let you think about that for just a second. The backlash against the guy who's got it made. He is a black actor. He's half black, half Jewish, but considered black. Who's got his family is famous. He's got sisters and brothers who act. All right? He's an actor, a singer, entertainer, you name it, whatever you call it. Living the dream in Hollywood. Working on a show that's full of black folks. Getting awards. He's up. He didn't win it, but he was up for an NAACP Image Award even after being caught being a lying scumbag. And he wants to pull the race card. He lives in a city that is dominated by Democrat politics. He knows all the people in the food chain. This guy is better politically connected than 99.9% of the people in this country. Has a direct pipeline to the Obamas, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why he got out of his mess. Even though he's not completely out. And all the things circling around him, the vortex of crazy, is all him and his people. I'm talking about Democrats and black folks. And here's the dirty little secret that's out. They all know he's lying. But he says people pushing back, the backlash against him and his story, is racially motivated. And meanwhile, you want to know what we're talking about? White nationalism. White nationalism. This is a man who has got pictures with Barack Obama, who went to a church that was called Black Theology, all right? Black Liberation Theology. It was a racist church with a racist preacher that was preaching it. And Barack Obama, who wouldn't even show you a picture that he took with another racist, Farrakhan, who came out later, and they want to talk to us, the American people, about white nationalism. Eric Holder lets off the Black Panthers who are menacing people at bowling, at precincts, voting precincts, bowling. I was going to say bowling, at voting precincts. And we're going to talk about black nationalism. We have black folks talking about killing cracker babies. We have professors in colleges and universities, and specifically the University of Georgia, who said that in order for white folks, black people, to get ahead in this world, we're going to have to kill some white people. And they want to talk to you about white nationalism. Now, I want you to imagine a black prosecutor who let Jussie Smollett go because he's black and famous, and then charging that the reason why people are upset about this is because Jussie Smollett is black? No. What people are upset about, folks, is the simple fact that Jussie Smollett got off because he knows people in high places. If the Smollett case was anything motivated, it was motivated by his stardom. It was motivated by the fact that he had access to power and he used it. Now, while Jussie Smollett was not a household name, at least not prior to becoming a public lying skank, he certainly traveled in high-profile cases and high-profile circles. And I'm talking about this guy was hanging out at the White House. He's got Maxine Waters spoke out talking about when he got supposedly beat up. It's just a terrible thing that happened to Jussie. I don't know. It's just, I hard to believe in 2019 that this could happen. You know, you get what I'm saying? And then, of course, it's a lie. Friends to black chili pimp Maxine Waters all the way up to the Mac, Barack Obama. You know what a Mac is? A Mac is the highest level of pimp. A chili pimp has one prostitute. A Mac has multiple prostitutes. That's the difference. Maxine Waters could have one, maybe two, you know, very skanky girls as her prostitutes. Barack Obama has some call girls. Mm-hmm. He's a Mac. Exactly. So Smollett gets some strings pulled that has all the trappings of white privilege. And by the way, has all the trappings of black nationalism when you look at everybody involved. Because it's got Kim Fox, who's a state's attorney, black. And supposedly Michelle Obama and all these other people were, you know, running interference on his behalf. Black nationalism. But they say that Jussie Smollett's slap on the wrist, the backlash to the slap on the wrist that this man got was racially motivated. Here's what they said about this in Yahoo. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said Jussie Smollett didn't receive any special treatment when her office decided to drop all charges. While speaking at the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr.'s Rainbow Push Coalition, Fox questioned if the attacks on her credibility and office transparency have anything to do with her race. I've been asking myself this for the last 2 weeks. What is this really about? As someone who's lived in the city, Chicago, who came up in the projects of this city to serve as the first African-American woman in this role, it is disheartening to me. That's when we get into these positions, somehow the goalposts change. She continued, this is personal. They dropped all charges against a guy who used police resources in order to have them go after a fake crime, charged the city $130,000. He gave $10,000. They didn't even make him do restitution. He's not picking up trash on the freeway. You know, oh, no, his penance was he did an event at Rainbow Push. But he told people, hey, buy yourself a Rainbow Push coalition thing over here. Here's where we sell T-shirts and there's where we sell the caps. And that was his penance, right? Already done in advance because he's been working with Jesse Jackson for years. He's been working with Al Sharpton and these people, especially Jackson because he's in Chicago. Folks, this is a ruse. But they want you focused on white nationalism. They want you focused on white privilege. Yeah, I just gave you white privilege. But the problem was it wasn't white. Right? The problem is white privilege in America is not being experienced by white folks. You people are under attack. And look, I got no skin in the game, pardon the pun. I'm a black man. I'm here to tell you, if I were white, I'd be fighting back. I don't know who this guy is that I was mentioning before who gave his endorsement to Yang. He's a white guy who says, I like Yang, an Asian, because he's not allowing people to just come down on white folks because of our skin color. That doesn't sound like a white nationalist to me. That sounds like a pragmatic guy. I know if I were white, y'all would be hearing a lot more from me about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.